I want to entitle the message today, God Has Spoken. It says in the last days, God has spoken to us through His Son. But the theme of Hebrews can be characterized by the one word of better. The writer insists Jesus is better than angels, chapter 1 that we just read. For even the angels worship Him. Jesus is better than Moses, for He created Moses. Jesus is better than the Aaronic priesthood, for His sacrifice was once for all time. In the Old Testament, the priest every year offered sacrifice for the sins of the people, but then on the Day of Atonement and many, many other sacrifices during the week. And so, Jesus is better than the Aaronic priesthood, I think I got that right. Jesus is better than the law, for He mediates a better covenant. Amen. The Bible says, for one offering He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. One offering, as opposed to scores of offerings offered throughout the Old Testament for sin. So Christmas is about God speaking to humanity. It's about Him speaking through the virgin birth of His Son, and that Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit, and God said to Mary, that one that will be born of you shall be called the Son of God. So Jesus didn't originate from anywhere. He didn't come from anywhere. In His humanity, the only way He was begotten was in His humanity. But He never began anywhere. Jesus is eternal. He never began, will never end. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all eternal. And so we know that that's something that's hard for us in our English language to understand. Eternal, everything has a beginning and end in our way of thinking. But God never began, He will never end. Jesus never began, He will never end, nor with the Holy Spirit. And so we're spoken to the virgin birth of Jesus, conceived of the Holy Spirit. And this is so important, because without the virgin birth of Christ, Christ being God, being born into humanity, there could be no sinless blood to atone for our sins. Because mankind, there is no sinless blood. Ever all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Without Christ coming into this world, there could be no atonement or payment for sin. No eternal life and no heaven and no reward and no hereafter that would be pleasant. But the words of God are powerful, and God spoke to humanity many ways and many times, but He has, in Scripture here, spoken to us in these last days. His words are powerful. God spoke audibly the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments being spoken on Mount Sinai were so powerful that people came to Moses and said, why don't you go talk to God and let Him speak to you, and then you come and speak to us? Because they couldn't handle the mighty power, voice of God that created everything. And the voice of God spoke the universe into existence, has spoken to all people, speaks through His Word today. And God speaks by circumstance sometimes, by things that happen in your life. But certainly in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, Jesus. He's spoken by His birth, His life, His death, His resurrection, His return. And so the eternal Christ, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, the eternal God is our refuge and underneath are His everlasting arms. And so He's the one we run to. Praise the Lord. So, first of all, God has spoken to humanity before. Communication between God and man is what was God's will. But we know sin broke that communion of a communication between God and man. Adam and Eve had perfect fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden before they sinned. They could talk to Him. They could talk to each other in the cool of the day. They could ask God questions. They could do whatever they wanted, say whatever they wanted to say, and they could hear God, and God would speak audibly to them. It's just as audibly as I'm speaking to you today. God could communicate with man, but sin separated man from God and broke that communication. But this was and is man's greatest need, to be connected with God, the Creator. Amen. I know we have Connect service tonight. My friend, let me just say this right here. Don't be disconnected. Come out and connect with us at Brother Kevin's house. Okay? Got one amen out of that. Praise the Lord. But God spoke through Moses, through the cloud, through fire, in judgment, and in holiness. God spoke, and God always speaks. And God's not through talking to humanity. Anytime somebody comes to Jesus, it's because that God has spoken to them and their need for their sins to be atoned for them to come to Christ and to confess their sins and be born again of God's Spirit. So God spoke through Moses. God spoke and speaks through creation. Lord willing, you're willing. I won't spend a whole lot of time here, but I want to refer to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28. And where God speaks through the prophet Isaiah to the people here, he says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint, the young men shall utterly fall and be weary. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." God has spoken through creation. He created all things. He spoke the worlds into existence. He knows all things. He's able to do all things. He is all that we need. Praise the Lord. And his words are powerful. God spoke through creation. Romans 1:20, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." So God has spoken through creation. It says here that God spoke through the prophets. Okay? And prophets usually were not popular people in the Old Testament because they were called upon usually to deliver a message of repentance or judgment for lack of repentance. And some of them were murdered or persecuted because of their words. They spoke so strongly and so powerfully that the people did not like to hear them. They didn't want him to preach on Sunday morning because the words of God are powerful. And so God spoke in times past by the prophets. God put his hand upon people. God anointed them by the Holy Spirit to speak the truth of God, to speak the word of God to the people, to try to turn Israel from sin, to turn to the true living God, because they easily were turned aside to the idolatry, to the worship of stuff that was man-made, not of God. God has spoken through his word. As we read out of his outstretched hands to humanity, we see God speaks, God gives forgiveness, hope, eternal life, protection, and provision for all human needs. Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." People have twisted and turned that in every way. God shall supply all your need, not all of your want, not all you think you need, but God knows exactly what you need. God is aware of your circumstance. God is aware of where you are this morning. God knows what you need, and therefore we call up him. We cry to him, "Come unto me." All Jesus says, "And I will show you great and mighty things which you know not." So we know that God hears and answers prayers. And so God has stretched out his hand, and God speaks to us sometimes through things that happened in Israel. Sometimes things happen to them through disobedience. Sometimes they fell under the power of their enemies. Sometimes they had lack of rain for their crops, and so to produce food for their families. And so people get real upset if there's not any food. I know. You can always get people together for a lot of things, but if you mention food, they're going to show up. Self included. Okay? And so God speaks in various ways in their disobedience. God spoke to them through lack of rain for their crops, for being captured by their enemies, lack of food and war. God has a way of getting people's attention and tell them that I'm talking to you. And he does. God talks to us through his word. God talks to us through what he has done through his life and through his son. and through Jesus coming into this world and the miracles and signs that Jesus did are all speaking to us and telling us that God can do anything, can do everything, and God can provide in this life. God can provide for whatever we need throughout this life, and God can provide and has provided for us eternally. Praise the Lord. And so God spoke to humanity before, but God has spoken today. God has spoken by His Son. Verse 2 of our text. God, who at various times and various ways spoke to the fathers in time past, by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. So we know that Jesus wasn't just a powerful angel. He was God, is God, has always been, will always be God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And so we know that Jesus is God. And so God has spoken by His Son. This is a full revelation of God to humanity. God spoke through creation. Amen. And God's words are powerful. Revelation by the work of Jesus in becoming humanity through being born into humanity, that's a miracle. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For God in His eternal state, being in a perfectly holy, pure heaven without even the thought of sin in heaven at all, Jesus humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, because He loved you and I. Why would God love leave such a perfect heaven to come down here for us? Because He loved us with a love that's far beyond human love or any love we can imagine. Praise the Lord. He became flesh, became humanity. In chapter 1, verse 2 of Hebrews here, it says, who He has appointed heir of all things. What does that mean? It means Jesus will inherit everything because He is the eternal Son of God Himself. Isaiah 9 and 6, it says, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of His kingdom and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David to order it and establish it from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so we know that inherit all things. His inheritance is universal dominion. He will rule over everyone and everything. Governments throughout the ages thought they had the answer to society. If you let my government in there and if you let me do things the right way, I'll bring peace and things to the whole world. Never can mankind produce that, but God can. His peace is eternal, and one day He will rule as Prince of Peace, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. In the book of Revelation, it says that at a certain point in the judgments, after the rapture, the judgments, and the tribulation period, Revelation 11:15 says, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Praise God. So God has spoken by His Son. What He done through, we can be born again and through salvation and through His works on earth, but God has eternal plans for the kingdoms of this world to be those of the Lord and of His Christ and universal rule forever. When Jesus comes back in His thousand-year millennial reign, there won't even be the slightest comparison of a human reign of some kind. Mankind has failed to rule or to bring peace to the earth or have a government that would help everybody. Amen. Communism long ago said the communism is a working man's dream. It became the working man's horror and bad dream. But when Jesus comes and when He sets up His kingdom on this earth, it'll be a perfect kingdom, a righteous kingdom, a holy kingdom, a powerful kingdom. Praise the Lord. And it says here in Scripture, upholding all things by the word of His power, verse 3. Upholding all things by the word of His power, God spoke the world and universe into existence. And he keeps everything the way it is. If God were to lift his hand off this world and his control off of all the world, there would be total chaos down here. In the book of Job, verse 38, the book of Job is a great book. It doesn't seem too great till you get toward the end of it. But it's a great book. And God, and Job throughout the book, he says, if God would just talk to me, if I would just could hear his voice, if I could, I've lived right, I've done right. Job said, I've done a lot of good things. But he begins to question God, God, when are you going to talk to me and tell me why I'm going through all of this? And so God appears to him and sits down and talks to him. And God says to Job, now prepare yourself like a man, Job. I will question you and you shall answer me. And so we know that God upholds everything by the word of his power. And if we look at the book of Job here, chapter 38, verses 8 through 11, God talks to Job and says, Job, who shut in the sea with its doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it, speaking of the seas, and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. That says that God upholds everything by the word of his power, Hebrews chapter 1. So we uphold all things by the word of his power. My friend, you and I as believers, we do not stand in our own strength today. We don't have the answer for everything. We are upheld by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you walked through trial and you didn't understand when you came out on the other side, it's because God upheld you during the time of your walking in your trial. God upheld you through times of grief and sorrow and pain. You didn't go by your own strength. When you called on the name of the Lord, God says, I'll hold you. I've got you right here. You're upheld by my power. Upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. His people do not stand in their own strength. We are upheld by his grace, his love, his mercy. He upholds us through heartache, through grief, through pain, through tragedy. And my friend, we are never alone if you've got Christ in your heart. He is with us in all things. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, you're not alone. God is with you. God is walking with you. God is upholding you. Amen. We're upheld by the word of his power, my friend. God is all powerful, all knowing. He's not going to get weaker tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. He is walking with you. He cares about you. He loves you. He is your eternity. Amen. Okay? So God has spoken through his son. God spoke through redemption to mankind. God spoke in love. He spoke to us in bearing our sins on the cross. God spoke in his willingness to bear our sins, guilt, shame, and payment so that we could be free from the consequences of our sins. Amen. God has spoken that he will judge the world one day. And I'm glad that he will. One day he'll make every wrong right. One day God will take all the horrible things that we've heard about sinful humanity, and God will make things right. And so we want to live for God. God spoke through that he will judge the world one day. The Bible says God has appointed a day when he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he raised from the dead, which would be Jesus. And so God spoke and said, I'm going to judge the world one day. He will. He'll do everything right. He'll do everything that needs to be done. You know, God's never asked for my advice on anything. He doesn't need me. I heard a preacher say one day, he said, God said to me, he said, what do you think I ought to do about this? Yeah, really? As if God didn't know what to do about it? He needed some man's input? No. But God loves us and God cares about us, and I'm glad that he does. And so God spared nothing for our salvation to make things for us to be eternally his. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's a wonderful promise. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? God didn't spare anything for your salvation. You can take it personally. He saw you, he saw me, he saw everybody. He says they need something that they don't have. And they need me. And Jesus, God said, okay, son, I want you to go down to the earth. I want you to be there in human flesh. I want you to become flesh and dwell among them. I want you to understand where they are, and you know what you understand. I want you to go through their feelings, through their emotions. I want you to go through rejection. I want you to go through sorrow. I want you to go through the pain of death. I want you to go through everything that mankind faces. And God sent his only begotten son because he loved you and loved me. He understands us better than we'll ever understand ourselves. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what you're walking through, what you're going to walk through. And he's more than enough. Friend, aren't you glad you're saved, born again of God's Spirit, and on your way to a heavenly eternity? Praise God, I want to tell you something. In heaven, there won't be any sin. In heaven, there will be nothing wrong. There will be no sin, sorrow, pain, sickness, or death in that place. God is preparing a place for you, a place for me. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, not maybe, not perhaps, but he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God demonstrated his own love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loves you. He cares for you. He will walk you through. Let's don't forget what this is all about. God has spoken. You can count on his word. You can believe his word. You can read his word. We're blessed. Amen.